As we've mentioned before, Mizmor Lesoda that we recite each and every day is connected to the Korban Todah. After all, we don't recite Mizmor Lesoda on days when we do not bring a Korban Todah. Now, the Korban Todah is unique in that we bring lechem with it. We bring both matzah and bread. And Rav Schwab beautifully explains that matzah symbolizes salvation from grave danger that a person has faced. It's similar, this danger is similar to matzah, which commemorates Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, the chametz that we bring with the Korban Todah, the everyday usual bread, symbolizes the daily miracles that occur to a person, even though we may not be aware. When we bench gomel, we thank Hashem, al nisecha shebechol yom imanu. We thank Hashem for the standard miracles of each and every day, and that's what we are thanking Hashem for when we recite Mizmor Lesoda each and every day, not just for the big miracles of which we are aware, but the little miracles of which we are not aware. In his Sefer Avodas Yisrael, he writes that the recitation of this psalm, of this Mizmor Tehillim, was instituted because of its resemblance to a blessing of thanksgiving that we enjoy the benefits of Hashem's loving kindness, since hardly a day passes without some miracle being performed for each and every person. And that's what we should be thinking about each and every day when we recite the Mizmor Lesoda, not just for the overt miracles, but for the simple miracles, the simple acts of loving kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that God, bestows upon us.